We want to take it back to when it all began. I'm going to take a little walk down memory lane, if you will. Let's take it back. Who was your first cover shot? Bring us back to the day. Who was it? Where was it?
It's my buddy Steve Garrett. It was kind of...
Oh, the legendary old man.
Legendary old man. It was in 1988. And I remember when it came out, it was at Alta.
Yep.
I didn't even know I was getting the cover. And somebody in the Rustler, I was in the Rustler hanging out, going to the bar, and one of the employees said, "Nice cover shot, February 88. I was totally surprised and blown away. And
Powder Magazine.
Yep, Powder Magazine.
That's awesome, man. That's great. I'm sure that really propelled the old man to greatness himself.
Yeah, the ancient one, he's still out there turning them for a crotchety old dude that he is.
He's smooth. I see him out there. Smooth. The ancient one. Okay. Lee, share with us your fondest memory up in Alta before the camera. When you just came out, you were just skiing, before you started taking pictures. Take us back to the early days. Lee Cohen skiing up at Alta.
Well, the best memory I have is December 1983, where I was a complete ski bum. I was just starting to take some pictures. It was just of my friends. I haven't ever really thought about trying to sell a picture yet. Uh-huh. I had a couple of my buddies that I grew up with living with me, and it snowed 245 inches in the month of December 1983. And every day was chokers on High Rustler. The snow seemed lighter than now. I don't know if it really was.
Yeah.
The skis were skinnier, so we were getting in there.
Yeah.
But it was just the most unbelievable streak of snow fall ever. 400 inches by January, it was about. It was close to 400 inches by January.
Where is that snow now?
No, it's not here.
Gosh.
But you know what, though? Like, this is the first time we've ever had to reckon with anything this winter, similar to what people in Tahoe or the Northwest deal with on a regular basis, or the Southwest, like a place like Taos. Like, they have a ton of crummy winters.
Sure.
Colorado is dreaming. Like, Colorado would be psyched on having what we have now, and everybody here is just bumming unbelievably.
We're spoiled. We're spoiled.
Wasatch wussies.
Wow. I can't. December 1983. Unbelievable. We got to get back to that. I got to ask you this. We know you're a big Red Sox fan, Lee. Get off the subject of skiing for a minute. We know you're a huge Red Sox fan. Obviously, getting married to Robin, the birth of your son Sam, and your first cover shot were huge moments in your life. Where does the 04 Red Sox winning their first World Series in a trillion years stand in the Lee Cohen all-time huge moment list? Tell us about the feelings you had when that occurred. I mean, it pains me to ask you this question because you know I'm a big Yankee fan, but I got to know.
It's right up there with all great personal moments. It's kind of like a lifetime you've been waiting if you're a Red Sox fan for something like that to happen. And when the Yankees were up 3-0, and the Sox were taking that fourth game, I just had a feeling that they could go all the way. And they took care of business. It was great.
Oh,
that's all I can say. Sorry, Johnny B.
I'm glad you enjoyed the moment.